Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about to introduce you to a new friend. Dr. Heidi Neck is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Heidi is associate professor at Babson College. She's the Jeffrey Timmons Professor of Entrepreneurial Studies at Babson College. Just to be more specific, she is also the director, faculty director of the Symposium for Entrepreneurship Educators. She's got so much work that she's done over the years on entrepreneurship. She has a long, long list of credentials. She is, as you know, I've been telling you about Babson College for a long time, probably actually since all the way back since 98, when I first learned about the work that they were doing on entrepreneurship. We had a number of their other folks on the show, and she's our newest from Babson College. Dr. Neck, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Heidi, talk to us about what you're calling the Entrepreneur Experience Lab. That's something you're excited about right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I think this is a fantastic project. Babson College partnered with an organization in Providence, Rhode Island, called the Business Innovation Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons why we did this is Babson is always trying to figure out what is the next level of entrepreneurship education. And sometimes when you're really looking for new opportunities, you can't depend on existing data. You can't even look out there and see what's going to happen. So we said, hey, let's do our own research, but let's do a different type of research. So we wanted to look at how people actually experience entrepreneurship. And we modeled our approach on thinking like a designer. And what I mean by that is we use a human-centered design process that begins by looking at the very people we want to design for, mm-hmm. which were the entrepreneurs. And so over the course of about 6 months and across the country, we were really able to walk in the shoes of entrepreneurs to really, really listen to their stories and see their world as they see it. And, you know, we found some really interesting things.
What surprised you?
You know, there were some things that did surprise me and some things that didn't surprise me. The things that did surprise me was we learned about how entrepreneurship is reserved for the elite, that those that are sitting outside of healthcare, outside of high tech, they don't even identify themselves as entrepreneurs because,
right.
in my opinion, and what we found in this research, the popular press just perpetuates this myth of the lone entrepreneur starting off and playing with high-tech gadgets in his or her garage, moving to Silicon Valley, getting the rounds of financing.
Only gazelles.
Only gazelles.
Heidi, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Because I've met other academians like yourself who, I actually had one person to tell me, one highly placed entrepreneurial educator, In a major center, a school secondary school. I mean, post undergraduate school. That an entrepreneur was only someone who was potentially going to be a gazelle, which is ridiculous.
Well, it is ridiculous, because if you think about some of the businesses that started that had no idea that they would grow,
right.
I would agree that growth is very important to entrepreneurship because that's where the job
right.
and wealth creation
right.
are created. But, you know, you can't ignore the smaller players who are just starting something because you don't necessarily know what that something's going to become.
That's exactly what I said. I mean, if you see a piece of nature, you know, left to its own devices, there's going to be some tall trees and there are going to be some little shrubs and some grass and, you know, that you're going to have a lot of different things to come up out there, but you never know in the beginning which one of those seeds are going to be a tall tree, right?
No, just looking at a bunch of tall trees can be boring.
Exactly. Well, I really am glad you said that because as you said, a lot of companies that became gazelles The founder didn't know that in the beginning.
No.
And so we have to encourage all entrepreneurship, don't we?
Yes, and I think, you know, and Babson has really taken a new approach lately in calling it entrepreneurship of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
That entrepreneurship really in today's environment has to go beyond simply new venture creation. And we even just recently started a new marketing campaign called DefineBabson.edu, where you actually go to that website and you put in your own definition of entrepreneurship. Because the narrative is changing, the environment is changing, and we really do need a new conversation around this.
Well, to me, the definition of an entrepreneur is someone who is willing to take risks in the marketplace with their own capital. Now, that's as simple as I can get it.
Yeah, and I think that's a pretty succinct definition. And sometimes we also have to realize that risk is relative. What may be risky to you may not be risky to me.
Absolutely.
So there's another term out there floating around that I love, and it's called affordable loss. It's not what are you risking, but what are you really willing to give up and lose to move forward with this business? And when you admit to yourself that you're willing to lose A, in terms of money, B, in terms of time, C, in terms of your reputation, you control the risk. There is no risk,
That's
and you're
right.
better able to take those initial first steps.
Well, and you also have defined the potential downside, and you're maybe a little more attuned to protecting those things in terms of maybe working a little harder, doing a little more research, being a little more pragmatic about risk taking, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Of course, and one of the things that we found in the Entrepreneur Experience Lab project is that the popular thing right now is entrepreneurs working on a portfolio of opportunities at the same time.
Huh. Talk about that a little bit more.
Well, there, you know, you see a lot of this in the high-tech area where you may have a young kid working on three different projects at the same time to see which one is going to get traction.
Ah.
And so they have a little bit in project A, a little bit in project
B,
a little
bit in project C. Now, that might work in a lab, but in the marketplace, that's a little bit difficult.
Well, we're looking at the nascent stages, too. We're looking at just, a young kid may be having three ideas in his head, and he's just taking a few steps to check, to check which idea is going to gain the most traction. So it's the small steps in the beginning that I think are most
that
important.
That does happen in the marketplace, though. I mean, where a company opens up and offers an array of products, and over a period of a month or a year or 10 years, focuses on the one that they do the best. Give us a website quickly, Heidi.
The website for the Experience Lab is elab.businessinnovationfactory.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with Dr. Heidi Neck. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.